You know what time it is? It's time to kick back, grab your glass of gin or whiskey, light up a joint, and relax to the JJ Show. Formerly known as Some Dumb Gudgeon, I changed it! So what's up, everybody? Just like the Tim Dillon Show, just like the Joe Rogan Show. Well, you know, it's not called the Joe Rogan Show, but it's something like that. Name change happens. Get over it. Anyways, guys, a lot in the news, a lot of crazy shit. For one, we have right here, I'm going to dig it up because I don't have any fucking Sideshow Mel or any Tim Dillon side guests, so I got to make do with what I can. The new Game of Thrones actor, Joseph Gott, got arrested for alleged sexually communication with a minor. Alleged? They found his shit, it's true. So a lot of shit about, like, pedos are popping up in the media. And weirdly enough, even in Japan now. Forget the Hollywood pedos. It's a world problem. Rich taking our kids, dammit! Anyways, take a look at this. I'm gonna read it for you. A Me Too crisis is raging in the Japanese film industry. A petition signed by top names including Cannes, blah 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 blah, blah 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 blah, Miwa Nishikawa expressed outrage over sexual abuse. So this has been in the media for a long time. It's just slowly creeping out in Japan. I don't think it's in this article, but another one to point out is the Japanese boy group Johnny's, which is owned by a big fat slob of a man named Johnny, who's been accused by the many, many, many boy members that joined it at the age of 14, pulled out of junior high school, for sexual assault. Yet, when Michael Jackson gets accused of sexual assault, everyone researches it, every fucking interviewer, every media outlet. But when the Japanese version of Michael Jackson gets accused of sexually assaulting kids and lots of kids came forward, media blackout. Nothing. But anyways, so this article is pretty interesting because you never really hear Japanese people talking about this. So I thought this was pretty interesting. People saying the acts are unforgivable, the statement said, calling for such acts to stop. A lot of big name Japanese people came out about it. Actor Hoka Kinoshita has paused his career after two women accused him of demanding sex against their will a decade ago. There's just a lot in here, man. I don't want to read the whole thing for you for, you know, time's sake. But one person here, we directors, regardless of individual abilities or personalities, especially must unfailingly realize that our position of directing other people, and blah, 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 blah. Basically, you know, they're saying we have the power and we have to stop it. But there's a lot of bullshit going on in Japan in the media industry. And as TV is dying there, it's slowly seeping out. But it's been there for years. You look at the comments on this page and it's pretty interesting. Michael Machida says, as a professional photographer in Japan, I can tell you that there is a problem. Not only with the film industry, but also with the photography world as well. A mix of people evolved deemed to feel that creative had a license to sex like drinking coffee in the morning. Wow, I fucked that up. After the project and even during, people in the industry are casual about having sex and becomes part of the profession. I had to backpedal after having a few encounters that were not warranted. Now I'm a nature photographer. Wow, good luck there, buddy. So he admitted to doing horrible acts. But yeah, so these are on the news site. Pretty crazy, to say the least. One guy says, I've heard foul things about Sono, referring to Shion Sono, who's a famous Japanese director, got a little bit of famous in the West for directing things as Ai Mukidashi, or Love Exposure, one of my favorite films. I actually taught Sono Shion English in Japan, believe it or not. And I also taught Sono Shion's friend, who was supposed to be the lead actress in one of his films, and she was like 25, he's like 60, and yeah, he promised her a lead role, and then, whew, I might as well come all out on it, right? Give you the dirt. So she didn't call him after his mother died or something, so he was like, yep, that's it, you're not getting the lead role anymore. She broke down. I was still kind of friends with her, I talked to her online. Ah, fucking thought she was the most beautiful woman in the world, actually. I had a huge crush on her, to be honest, but she went back to Fukuoka, she gained weight, severe depression, looks like a completely different person now. And that's because of the lies, the bullshit, and the manipulation in the Japanese media industry. So Hollywood here, it's always the same. Men in power keep their power and abuse that shit all over the place. In the comedy world, in Japan, a lot of female comedians just don't make it, unless you count Mori Sanchu and a few that break out of that shell. But basically what a Japanese comedian told me before is they have to be fat or they have to have a funny face because a beautiful woman can't be funny. And that's literally how they thought in Japan. And I was like, no, dude, no, there's so many funny girls. And it's wrong to do that, I thought. But at the same time, being good looking, like when I got on stage, girls were like, ah, kawaii, and ikimen, but which means it's good looking. But it's not really a good thing when you want to be a comedian. You want to be ugly. You want to be like appealing in a face and a body that's not like the average person. Like, let's say Louis C.K. too, right? He's fat. He has his stomach hanging out. He has stains on his shirt when he does his shows. He talks about how he's disgusting, how he jerks off all the time. So, you know, his image is a lot better than like Dane Cook, for example, who's a good looking guy, even though he did good with his stuff. So, I mean, I guess you could make it if you're good looking, but not a lot of Dane Cooks in the comedy world. Let's just say that, even for the West. But in Japan, you have people like Yuri and Retriever. You have Mori Sanchu, very, we wouldn't say attractive woman, Naomi Watanabe. They're all heavyset women, and Japanese people point that out. They make fun of that. It's a weapon for them to use. But as far as men, though, too, there are some good-looking male comedians, but there's a lot more ugly ones, like, truth be told. So it is a bit of sexism. It is a bit of craziness in that area. Japanese comedy has also been under attack as of the last couple years because two Japanese female comedians, I believe it was, from Watanabe Pro Agency, went and they made fun of these two girls made fun of Naomi Osaka, the black or half Japanese, half black tennis player, and did some racial comments. So they got cut from TV and put down. And then the big Japanese Yakuza problem that came up and a whole bunch of Japanese comedians got cut last year, I think it was. No, 2 years ago. Basically, they had like some meeting with a bunch of Yakuza, a lot of crazy shit, and it was all over Japanese TV. But the media is controlled by them, so, you know, they buried it quick, and some of the comedians are here today, and some of them just disappeared. Because it's a weird thing. Like, if you're involved with the Yakuza, Japanese people don't care. All singers, all rich people, all of them go through the funnel that is the Yakuza. But the problem is when the light is shown and they're in the media with the Yakuza, then it either has to be buried very quick or else you get just destroyed. Another fun example is Bob Sapp, the big former K1 kickboxer. He had a problem with, I think Yahoo News came out with it, but he's a big dude, like big guy. If you don't know who Bob Sapp is, like his fist is the size of my head pretty much. But photos of his wife came out with bruises all over her body. Now, when I saw that, it was like, there's no way that's fake. He beat the crap out of his wife. And it came out in the news that he beat the crap out of his wife. The pictures were all over. Now you can't find him at all. Now, nothing. And Bob Sapp was on TV all the time in Japan. He was everywhere. Now he's not. But they still buried it. And it's weird, man. Like, we consume media without, like, checking our information, right? Like, it's so common now that people say, oh, this is a fact because of Fox News said it. And then someone's like, nope, that's not correct. And it happens all the time. And even now with the Russia-Ukraine shit, you can see propaganda on both sides and everyone is blind. It's either pro-Russia, it's either pro-Ukraine, and it's really, like, in between. I mean, anyone that studies war and propaganda, you kind of know, like, media manipulation, I guess, in a way, right? But back on topic. So did I have anything else I wanted to share on there? I took a couple of screenshots to tell everyone, but here's another one by John Doe. That's a fucking name, isn't it? They're barely scratching the surface. The exact same as... Oh, fuck. I can't read. I'm sorry, guys. I'm still in Japanese mode here. La 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 la. Okay, I got it. They're basically scratching the surface. The exact same, if not worse thing, is happening in the music industry, specifically with the idols. That's true. Where it's no secret that a lot of them work as escorts on the side. Now, I don't really know about this. I was taken to the, like, underground idol scene in Japan. I met tons of idols. And I don't think that they were working as escorts on the side. I think what he means by that is maybe hostesses. So a host is not an escort. They don't have sex for money. But they do drink for money and lead people on. But I don't really think it's that bad of a thing. And they even quit the band to become porn stars. I've heard of that. So it is true. A lot of porn stars or gravure idols used to be like idols trying to be cute, but then their dreams got ruined and now they're in porn and sucking dick. Sad, sad life. We also have the Johnny's Entertainment scandals with the young boys and the list is endless. Yes, that's kind of what I talked about before. So as you can see, a lot of people in Japan and a lot of people that read Japanese news understand that there's a lot more to the story, and it always comes out in bits like this and always gets buried. So in the West, we had our Me Too movement, which I was in Canada, or no, I was in Japan at the time. So when I moved back to Canada, I realized, like, wow, it's different now. You can feel that, like, just women feel free. Like, it's a different place than it used to be. And now with trans and LGBT, everyone is pretty fucking free. The people getting censored now are the white males, but that's a whole different story for another day. But in Japan, that suppression hasn't really changed as much. Like, before I left for Japan, I remember people saying, like, oh, is it true that men have to walk in front of women? I've never seen that, but when I talked to people in Japan about it, yeah, it was true for a point. Sexism in the work, all that shit is true. But there's nothing you can do because it's a Yakuza and media controlled world in Japan. Like I was telling someone the other day, I was like, I really want to go back to Japan. I was a lot more happier in Japan. I miss it. I miss being able to go to like batting cages, karaoke, like all these things. If you just want to get out of your house, there's always something to do in Japan. But in reality, and what a lot of foreigners that live in Japan either know and they don't care about, which is very bad, or they don't know and they're just blinded by the romance of Japan and how cool it is that the world is, Japan, the country, is really run on Yakuza and government officials that no one really votes in. You know, like a lot of Canadians right now, they're like, we want Trudeau out. And then a lot of Americans were like, we want Trump out. We want Biden. Let's go Brandon. Like, the West is, and Europe too, we're very vocal about who runs our country. And we like to believe at least that we can make a change by voting and things like that. But Japanese, they don't care about voting. And they're just like, you know, we don't care as long as we have anime, as long as we can do this, as long as we can sexualize girls in the media industry. I'm just joking. But I mean, you get what I mean, right? Like, they don't care. And I remember talking to a lot of the kids that I taught and stuff. And it's like, well, you know, they're passing a law for casinos. Like, do you want more casinos in Japan? Do you think casino is a good thing, a bad thing? And they're like, oh, it's horrible. No, we don't want it. And I'm like, well, did you vote no? And they're like, no, that's mendokusai. It too much time. So the fact that no one is like concentrating and trying to work out these problems leaves Japan in a society that's just ruled by old men, Yakuza, and racist freaking groups that are just like, get out Koreans, get out foreigners. Foreigners are taking our jobs. And you can hear these guys picketing all the time in Japanese streets with very loud, noisy microphones. And just flat out racism in the morning. So, yeah. That's kind of why I decided, like, I didn't want to live in Japan. I didn't want to raise a kid in Japan. One thing I tell a lot of people too is when you go on the trains in Japan, it's very common for a woman to be felt up by an old man, or worse. I don't know if I want to say it on the podcast, all the shit I heard about that, because it's just really gross. Just, you know, old guys touching like 12-year-olds, shit like that, but think to the extreme of it, like going all the way up. Yeah, that bad. And No cameras in the trains. They have a female carp, but it's at the times where it's all the sexual harassment never happens. And it's a very easy fix. Give women their own carp 24/7. But do they do it? No. So why would you want your girl to ride the train? Why would you raise a child in that, right? Like, that's the way I kind of think anyways. And people go, oh, well, every country has its bad and good. But I don't think any country promotes sexual harassment like Japan does. Like, it's pretty bad. Let's be honest about it. It's pretty bad. All right, and kind of going with that theme, but changing topics just a little bit. I wanted to talk about the video that I uploaded the other day where I was on the famous Japanese idol group Keiaki 46's TV show, Keiaki Te Kakenai. And on that show, basically, I was brought onto that show to be a presenter in English, and because I was a comedian, they wanted me to interact with the comedian on the show, and there was no script. They didn't tell me kind of what was going on. They're just like, oh, it's going to be a surprise, which is weird because they don't do for the Japanese. The comedians knew exactly what was going on. The idols knew exactly what was going on. So why the hell didn't they teach me, right? And the answer is racism. But anyways, before getting into a giant rant about that, what I wanted to explain was when I met the, like, some things on there, the flow of it was very weird. Actually, let's just watch the beginning. Why not? All right, so here I'm coming out. They told me to make it quick. And they wanted me to say that. So basically they said, say whatever you want at this part, but make sure to be like whatever I said in the beginning. But this guy, this comedian, who I was being really respectful for because he's my senpai and he was actually in the same agency I was in, is slapping me on the back really hard and not talking to me like a human. Oh, JJ! Like, I was like, dude, come on. Like, you know, we can make this really funny and you're making it like a fucking cartoon. But yeah, I was kind of annoyed at that and you'll see with my face soon. So, yeah, my there was like, whatever, man.
My name is Rina Inoue. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
And the girls are pretty cute. But basically every Japanese girl conversation.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you.
What food do you like?
I like...
What food do you like? Was her best
pancakes.
Question.
Pancakes!
Yeah! Maple syrup! That's me! Yeah. Yeah. That's right! Maple syrup!
So... Oh. You see my voice too, like, oh, that's right, maple syrup! Ha! Like, I was kind of just annoyed at how bad his jokes were. Like, I don't know, there was just so much more we could have done. Like... Yeah, and then at the end, if you want to watch the whole the other bit of the video, I have it up on another video. I'll link you here. But at the end of the show, too, it was very awkward for me. It was just like, oh, thank you. Sorry, JJ. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, that's how we're going to end the show? Like, that's dumb. So I was like, okay, let's do the Barack Obama thing. And I was like, you can do it. Yes, we can. I made that. That was my joke. And in Japanese, we call that a bokeh. So it's like a setup for a punchline or someone to be like, shut up. And these two professional comedians didn't do anything. And I was just like, oh, what the hell is happening here? It's so disorganized. Like, all they want is people to come on to make their people look better. So basically, they wanted a good-looking white guy to come on so that the Japanese girls can kind of be like shy and cute with and speak English with them and make them look funny. And it was awkward to say the least. Like, sure, they're cute. Sure, you know, there's a comedian there, but they just, it's so self-promoting. And if you look at other videos of mine, like my buddy Ricky, who did a condom commercial, holy fucking cringe, was that bad. And he comes up as well on usual TV shows because he's a big black guy and they just they exploit them for that. And it's, you know, I don't know. I would be embarrassed in a way if they were doing that. Like a lot of black people in Japan, we get black and white, you get typecasted. So black people, they'll go on and they'll be thugs. Like my one buddy, Chuck Johnson, he was on fucking a Japanese TV show. Is like a 40-year, he's like 40, 50, and they have him like tank top and gold chains. And he's like, yeah, this is like the thousandth time they made me do this. One time too, I remember a couple of my black friends, they got on a commercial and they were like, yeah, we're going to put a fake bone through your nose and then give you fake dreadlocks. And they're like, fuck no. Like, sometimes you just gotta put your foot down because too much is too much. Another TV show I did that was really funny was they were redoing the experiment in college where there was like half the students were like policemen and the other half were prisoners. And it was like a test to see if these friends can maintain their friendship with different powers. And it went all to crazy. Wow, I can't speak English anymore. But anyway, so the Japanese TV show wanted to parody this, so they got a bunch of foreigners to do this, and this was one of my first jobs on what we call a Saigen drama, or a recreational drama, I think is the translation, and they're crap, and I swore I'd never do another one. But anyway, so I was a police officer, and then eventually they're like, we need someone to do this scene. We forgot that there was a scene where the police officers pretend to have sex with the prisoners, and we're all like, huh? And they're like, yeah, JJ, can you do the sex scene with another? And I was like, no. And I just remember they kept going from every person and everyone was like, no. But eventually one guy from Romania and one American were like, okay, we'll do it. And it was the funniest shit ever because one guy's just bent over like taking it like, oh, I'm so bored. Hurry up, let this end. And the other guy's just like waving his hips back and forth like some guy on heroin banging from the back. But yeah, they didn't have fun and it looked as bad as it sounds. And that's just kind of like the Weasley shit they did. One agency I worked for, they gave me a script and they were just like, we'll send you the script tomorrow. It's a drama part. It's a big show. We need you. And I was like, well, if it's a drama and a big show, yeah, I guess I'll do it. But when he gives me the script very nonchalantly, I look at the script and it's like, foreigner getting taken from behind by Yakuza, cutscene, foreigner goes, you're amazing, that was great, and the Yakuza punches him in the face, and I was like, oh, hell no, I'm not doing this shit. No way in hell. And so I called my agency back, I'm like, what's this bullshit? You're trying to sneak this shit in. You tell me it's a good drama, I don't need to look at the script, I'll send it to you last minute, and then I'm getting banged from behind by a Yakuza? No. No career suicide, please. Thank you. Ka-chink. And, yeah. They just... a lot of dirty shit like that. The other commercial I got up where I'm hanging off a bar and I fall down for a company called Cow. Basically, I was hanging up about... I don't know what that would be like. 5-6 stories high. And I'm hanging onto a bar with this guy and there's like a seat that we can sit on after. But we actually had to let go and free fall down. I don't know why they made it that high, but it was pretty dumb because one, you know, you have that big set, and two, they had to hire stunt guys to go under and push a crash pad under so when I fall, I can actually like land safely. Can you see where this is going? So anyways, so a couple times I dropped, it was fine, and then one time I dropped, the stunt guys with the crash pad were slow. I kind of hit the ground, like the end of the stunt pad like this. My head was this far from hitting the ground and dying. And when I called my agency and I was like, what's up with this? I almost died. You need to talk to them. This is bullcrap. He goes, well, if you hit your head, you'd get more money. And I was like, if I hit my head, I'd be dead. Don't need that money. So as you can see, the whatever you'd call that, the entertainment industry, the showbiz in Japan is not as glamorous as you might think. Sure, there was a lot of fun jobs. Yes, I met a lot of cool people. Yes, I did a lot of fun things. But I almost died and had to have weird, creepy-ass sex scenes. So there you go. Me too. But anyways, guys, you know, that's just a little bit of the life of Japan and the glamorous styles of a comedian and a rock star and an actor and a stuntman in Japan. I just threw rock star in there because, you know, I got the locks. But yeah. entertainment industry is weird, and now is in the news as you're seeing it with both ends in Japan and Hollywood talking about it, and it's getting breaking down more and more. Is this the end of TV? Is this the end of, like, the entertainment industry? Only time will tell. But let me know what you guys thought. Let me know if you want to hear more crazy stories, because I've got a lot of them. I've even met a lot of Japanese actresses that are in the industry, and they also can confirm to me about this stuff, about sexual harassment. Even one girl, she told me before, she was trying to join the most famous female agency in Japan. I think the one that Rola, if you're familiar with her, she was a very big half Japanese, half, I can't remember. But she was a talent on every show. She made like $2 million a year on advertisements. Like, she was the woman of Japan. And basically, this Japanese person told me she tried to join the same agency. And the guy that owned it was like, you can join, but you're my girlfriend now. And she's like, what? No, I got a boyfriend. He goes, well, you have to date me or you can't join. And if you don't join, I'll make sure every agency hears and you will never work in Japan in the entertainment industry again. That's what he said to her. Wow. So, yeah. In a way, I'm kind of glad that TV's falling apart. You know, we got Netflix and Amazon Prime now, and it really cuts these sleazeballs out. And also, it changes favoritism and all this other crap, except, what was it now? Lenny Kravitz's daughter was the one that was in the new Batman. And then you see a lot more of people's sons and daughters, like famous actors' sons and daughters getting in, and it's like, did they really have to audition for that? But in any case, I'm an actor, and I don't really give a shit anymore because there's nothing fucking good on TV, really. Except The Boys and The Mandalorian and some things like that, maybe, but we're not getting another Terminator, we're not getting another Predator, we're not getting another movie that's so classic you can watch it 1,000 times and not get bored. It's just none of that anymore. So, as an actor, it's kind of like, meh. If I get a job, I get a job and it's money, but it's not like a passion project anymore. But, I don't know, what do you guys think? Do you think that Hollywood is failing? Do you think that this is the end of the reign of the pedos? Or do you just think that it's a wave, it'll go over and it'll come back? Let me know what you guys thought down below, because, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what to do with this podcast now, because even Russell Brandt, the English comedian, is now going all crazy and doing fucking conspiracy theories. And I'm like, dude, you're stepping on our toes now. Let us get ahead a bit. But it is what it is, isn't it? Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in. So, yeah, let me know. Do you like the name change? Do you miss the some dumb gaijin? I like to think I'm a little more educated now, don't you? But yeah, guys, take care. This is JJ. Peace, peace. Watch out for pedos.